Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The Rapid Support Forces, with the support of the United States and the Sudanese government, continue in committing massacres against civilians. Translated. The Sudanese Doctors Network reported that Rapid Support Forces, RSF, committed a massacre against civilians in the Al-Sahla area, south of Omdurman. The network added that the forces executed 31 civilians, including children, accused of belonging to the army. The network indicated that the execution is the largest documented mass killing in the region, Al-Sharq, Sudan. The Rapid Support Forces continue to violate the sanctity of innocent Sudanese civilians through killing, rape, looting, and other acts from the outskirts of the capital to the most remote points in Sudan's geography. Despite the fact that they have committed all forms of crimes stipulated from the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court and international conventions, including ethnic cleansing, genocide, crimes against humanity, war crimes, and others, and despite the fact that their members document their crimes in videos that spread like wildfire and even reach the media, have no impact on international policy towards the RSF and their crimes. This is because hypocrisy is the nature of international policy, especially when it comes to America, the number one country in the world, which considers the RSF one of its most important tools in Sudan, in addition to the leadership of the state, in order to achieve its goals in Sudan, represented by removing the tools of the British colonialism, Sumut, and others, and preparing Darfur for secession after it succeeded in separating South Sudan. That's why America is covering up the crimes of the RSF while other influential countries internationally are unable to do anything significant about these crimes. Thus, America preserves these forces until they can reproduce them once again through the Jeddah platform. That's why they constantly repeat to us that there is no military solution to the war in Sudan. We, in Hizb al-Tahrir Wilayah of Sudan, hold the Rapid Support Forces leaders responsible for this massacre and other massacres that have been committed in the past and that continue to be committed in Darfur and elsewhere. The responsibility of the bloodshed is on their necks and the necks of those who unjustly shed it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has threatened those who intentionally kill a believer with a threat and punishment that He imposed only for this crime. He subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَمَن يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَعَنَهُ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا.
And whoever kills a believer intentionally, their reward will be hell, where they will stay indefinitely. Allah will be displeased with them, condemn them, and prepare them for a tremendous punishment. Surah An-Nisa, ayah 93. We also hold the government responsible for not protecting these defenseless civilians, as it is responsible in Sharia for protecting them, and it is capable of doing so. However, there are those who are preventing the army from carrying out its duty to provide security. The Prophet ﷺ made security one of the basic needs of the people that must be provided for the community, as he ﷺ said,
من أصبح منكم آمنا في سربه معافا في جسده عنده قوت يومه فكأنما حيزت له الدنيا بحذافيرها.
Whoever begins the day feeling family security and good health and possessing provision for his day is as though he possessed the whole world. Indeed, Islam considers the caliph of the Muslims, the head of the Islamic State, a protective shield for the ummah. The Prophet ﷺ said,
إنما الإمام جنة يقاتل من ورائه ويتقى به.
The Imam is a shield who is fought from behind and protected by. Today, the ummah lacks this shield, as it is ruled by the rulers who are agents to the kafir colonialist West, who obey its orders and implement its conspiracies against the lands and its people. Therefore, Muslims in general, and those of power and strength in particular, must fulfill their Sharia duty to restore the usurped authority of Islam by granting Nusra, material support, to Hizb al-Tahrir, so that it may establish the second Khilaf al-Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, on the method of prophethood, which will provide security and safety for its citizens wherever they may be, and will cut off the hand of the capital colonialist who is tampering with our lands and resources, and who does not care that the blood of Muslims flows like rivers.
Yeah. أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم.
O believers, respond to Allah and His Messenger when He calls you to that which gives you life. Surah Al-Anfal, Ayah 24. Ibrahim Uthman Abu Khalil, official spokesman of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilayah Sudan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.